show them to all. Today's officer, Yerushalmi Shkalim, Daf Chav Gimel. We are starting by the sixth line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Shemi Ani V'yomer V'chulu. And today's Daf sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that the one who's doing the Truma Salishka, he's going into the room and taking out the money, putting into the respective boxes. He has to take a number of different precautions, such as not going in with a robe that has a hem, not going in with shoes or sandals, so that people don't suspect him of taking money and pocketing it. Something where it tells us, Tanya Rishmal teaches a Brisa, Kivat, somebody who has long locks of hair, Lo Yisraim, he shouldn't be the one to do Truma Salishka, Mnei Chashad, because of suspicion. We don't want people to suspect that maybe he took money and hid it in his hair. And Tanya's taught in a Brisa, HaGizbarn HaYom HaFasasin B'Kilkin, that the Gizbarn, the treasurers, they used to comb out the person's beard to make sure it didn't have any knots in it, so he couldn't hide money over there either. And Tanya was taught in another Brisa, Medabrim HaYu Ima Mishashu Nichas Ad Shashu Yotzei, they would talk to him from the moment he walked in until the moment he walked out, so that he can't put any money in his mouth. Ask the Gemara, Vimali Pumay Mai, why not just fill his mouth with water, and that way he can't put any money in it either? So Amar Tanchumi answers, Mnei HaBracha, because of the bracha. The one who does the Truma Salishka has to make a special bracha, so he can't have water in his mouth. Now the Mishnah concluded, explaining that the reason why he has to make sure that people don't suspect him is due to this concept of Visim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. Make sure that you're clean and that you're free of suspicion in everything that you do. So Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, B'Tar V'Vim V'Ksuvim, B'Tzanu Sh'Adam Tzarech Lotzis Yidei Abriyes, K'derech Shu Tzarech Lotzis Yidei Amakayim. We find in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that a person has to be Yotzei Yidei Abriyes, meaning he has to be as clean and clear and open and honest as possible with people as he is with Hashem, meaning he shouldn't come under any suspicion. B'Tar V'Nayin, where you see this in Torah, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, V'Yisim Nekiyim Me'Hashem Me'Yisrael. You shall be clean, free of suspicion from Hashem and from Yisrael. B'Nevi'im V'Nayin, where we see this in Nevi'im, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, Kel Kim Hashem, Kel Kim Hashem, Hu Yodea V'Yisrael Hu Yada. So we see that both Hashem and the Yidden know. And B'Ksuvim V'Nayin, where we see this in Ksuvim, Hashem, the Pasuk says, U'Metzach Chen V'Seichel Toiv Be'Ein Elei Kim V'Adam. So we see that a person should find Chen and Seichel Toiv both with Hashem and people. Now Gamliel Zuga Shal Rabbis Rabban. Gamliel Zuga asked Rabbis Rabban, Ezu HaMechor V'Shem Kulan. What's the greatest, clearest raya from them? Amrle told him, Yisem Nekim Hashem Yisrael, so it's the raya from Torah. And moving on to Alcha Gemel, we continue to discuss the Truma Salishka. The Mishnah says, Shal Beis Rama Gamliel, the family members of Rama Gamliel, Ha'inichas, he would go inside the room, Shekel Ben Etz Ba'isav, and he would have his shekel in his fingers, Zarka Lefnei Atayrim, he'd throw it right in front of the one who's doing Truma Salishka, who's taking the shekel and putting them in the boxes, Vatarim is Chavin Dech Ba'lekupa, and the Tayrim would have Kavana and take that shekel that was just thrown in and push it into the box. We're going to explain in the Gemara why they did this. Another din, Ena Tayrim Tayrim, the one who's doing the Truma Salishka is not allowed to do so, Ad Shu Omer Lahen, until he asks everybody else, and we're going to see later on who this everybody else is. It's referring to certain treasurers and other people in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. He has to ask them as follows, Esraim, should I take off the Truma? V'hein Omer Lahen, then they respond to him, Turaim, 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 Shlesh Apamim, they have to say this three times, yes, take off the Truma. Now, Tarmar Soyushayna, once he filled up the first box, remember we had learned in an earlier Mishnah that he fills up three boxes. So once he filled up the first box, on top, he covers the money with these covers. They're made out of leather, as that's so they don't get mixed up with other ones. When he does it a second time, he also covers the coins with these leather covers, whereas once he does it a third time, he doesn't need to cover them because they're not going to get mixed up with anything. This is the last one that he's doing. Now, why would he cover them? Maybe he's going to forget and take off for money that already was kvar tarum. It already was taken off, and he's going to use this money for something else, and therefore it has to be covered. Now, going back to the first time to Truma Salishka, Tarmas HaRishayna L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. When he does the first Truma Salishka, that's with intention of the people from Eretz Yisrael, because they got their shkolim there first. Whereas Ashniel L'Shem Krachim Kafin La, the second Truma Salishka, which is a little bit later on, that was done with the intention of people who live in the outlying cities a little bit beyond Eretz Yisrael, because it takes a little bit longer for them to get their shkolim in. And Vashlishis, the third one, which is Sukkot's time, a full 6 months after the first one, L'Shem Bavel, L'Shem Madai, L'Shem Medinas Archaikas, he has a mind for all the people from Bavel and Madai and all the other very faraway countries that their shkolim took a much longer time to come in, so he has a mind that these are the shkolim that he's taking and it's for these people. So now the Gemara explains the first thing in the Mishnah, Shal Beis Rama Gamliel v'chulu, and the question on them is as follows, Ilu Shnei Kriyim, let's say there was two piles of grain or two piles of something that needed to have truma taken off, V'tar me'echon mehen al chaveiroi, and he took off truma from one of them for the other. Shemolei pater chaveiroi, doesn't that one pater the other one? It's very simple. We have this all the time by truma and maestro and other things like that. You take truma off from one pile for the other. So what's the story with Beis Rama Gamliel that they would go in and make sure that their shekel was taken? Not everybody who sent in shkalim was their shekel actually used for the purchase of karbonis, but still, whatever was used was, so to speak, covering for the one that wasn't used. One's pottering the other one, or being yotze the other one. So why was Beis Rama Gamliel makbid that their shekel was used? And the answer is, hanachas ruach ilohem, it was a nachas ruach, it was a good geshmak feeling for them, shalayehe karban muskarav el mishela hen tchila. They want the karban to be brought from their money first. It wasn't a halachic issue. It's more of a good feeling issue, if you will, a geshmak, that their money was used. But again, halachically, it doesn't have to be that their money is going to be used. We can explain the Mishnah, Tarmas or Shein of Achulu. We said that after money was removed the first and second times, so it's covered over with these leather cloths. Now, Tanmi Vabraisa, Shamat is a Katavlios. If these leather cloths were somehow removed, Nasu Kulin Shirayim, everything becomes Shirayim, which means the leftovers. That's referring to the money that wasn't gathered as part of the Trum Salishka. In other words, if these leather covers were removed and the Trum Salishka money got mixed up with the other money that was left over, the Shirayim, so everything's considered Shirayim because we don't know which one is which. Now, Tani, we also have a Braisa, Shlishis, the third time they did Trum Salishka, he has a Shir Shabakulin that was the wealthiest. What does that mean? Shahayubat Slash Alzav, Vidarkani Shalzav, it had golden cloths and golden darkonis, a lot of golden coins, and that's because since these monies were coming from so far away, as we had said in the Mishnah, they're coming from Bavel, Madai, and other faraway countries. So as we had learned in a previous Mishnah, in order to make it easier for the Shliach who's bringing the money, he can combine a lot of silver coins into gold ones. So the third Trum Salishka had a lot of these gold coins and also golden cloths that the coins were wrapped up in. Continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said Tarmas Harshon L'Shem Eretz Yisrael V'Chulu. The first Trum was taken off with in mind that it's for the people from Eretz Yisrael because their Shkalim got there first. Now we just have a clarification of this. Tani was taught in a Braisa, Tarmas Harshon L'Shem Eretz Yisrael U'L'Shem Kol Yisrael. He took off the first Truma with intention for the people of Eretz Yisrael and really for all of Am Yisrael. And it's the same thing. The Shni L'Shem Krachon M'Kafon U'L'Shem Kol Yisrael. And Vashlishis L'Shem Bav L'Shem Madai L'Shem Dinas Harchaikas U'L'Shem Kol Yisrael. And the reason is really very simple. As we said already from the beginning of the Masechta, and we've been discussing the entire time, the Machzah Shekel was used to purchase Karbanos Tzibur, so everybody has a Chelek in every single Karban. So it can't be that he's taking off the Trum Salishka and he has in mind only one particular segment of Klal Yisrael. Then that means that everybody doesn't have a Chelek in it. So of course, every time he does Trum Salishka, it's L'Shem Kol Yisrael. It's just the first one, he has a particular intention for the people of Eretz Yisrael, because the Shkalim most probably came from them, and the second one, he has a particular intention for Kochan HaMukafin, and the third one for the people of Bavel, Madai, and the further countries. But again, of course, he has everybody and all the Yidden in mind. Tanu we have a Braisa, Natal Min HaRishayna, money from the first Trum Salishka was taken, and that was used to purchase Karbanos, and now it's time to take the second Trum Salishka. It's ready a little bit before Shavuos, so they're going to be doing the second Trum Salishka. Chafta Adam Ralf on top, Afal Pishyesh Barishayna, even though there's still money left in the Rishayna, there's still money left in the first boxes from the first Trum Salishka, Natal Min HaShniya, we're only taking the second Trum Salishka. It's now time for Trum Salishka number two. And Natal Min HaShniya, now when he takes from the second one, from Shavuos up until right before Sukkos, Afal Pishyesh Bishniya, even if there's still left in that second one, Natal Min HaShlishis, he has to now take from the third one because it's time for the third Trum Salishka. Now let's say Shalom HaShlishis, the money from the third Trum Salishka is all finished. There's no more money left. Whatever money was taken from Trum Salishka right before Sukkos, that was finished up, it's done, and it's not yet time for the new Trum Salishka before Pesach, and they need more money for Karbanos. What do? Chazal HaShniya, they go back to the second one if there was money left there. And Shalom HaShniya, let's say the second one is now finished, Chazal HaRishayna, they go back to the first one. Now let's say Shalom HaShlashdan, all three Trum Salishka's monies are all finished, they're done, there's no more money. What do? They need to buy Karbanos Tzibur. Chazal HaShekel goes and takes more Machzah Shekel from the Yidden. Now Rav Meir says Chazal HaShirayim, he goes back to the Shirayim, which is that money that was left over in the Lishka, in the chamber where the money was originally deposited and was never part of the Trum Salishka. Let's say altogether we have 1,000 Machzah Shekels, and across the three Trum Salishkas, only 900 were taken, so there's still 100 left in the Lishka. That's called the Shirayim. According to Rav Meir, we just go back to the Shirayim and take that money to be used for more Karbanos. Why is that? Shai Rav Meir, Amir Rav Meir says, Mayalim b'Shirayim, one could be over Me'ila with these Shirayim, Shem Yitzirchu Lahem B'Saif, because maybe they're going to end up needing them. So according to Rav Meir, these Shirayim are still considered Machzah Shekel, they have that Kedusha, that's why one could be over Me'ila, and that's why also, if we do need this money eventually, we can come back and take it and use it for Karbanos. As opposed to Tanakama, doesn't allow us to use this money. Once it's considered Shirayim, it can't be used for Karbanos Tzibur. We're going to see later on what it is used for, but it can't be used for Karbanos Tzibur. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a new idea. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.